Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Hello, this is Tom Schallert from the Northern California Community Blood Bank with a community comment. The Zika virus was predicted to head north into the USA this summer. It has arrived. Zika has spread into Florida and is forecasted to spread across the southern tier of states and perhaps as far north as San Francisco in the west and Washington, D.C. in the east. Zika virus is a threat. For many people, there are no symptoms, but it can cause fever, rash, joint pain, and conjunctivitis. It is known to cause severe birth defects in unborn infants, which include microcephaly, small brain, as well as other brain and spinal conditions, including death. The most common carrier of the virus is Aedes aegypti, a small dark mosquito with white markings and banded legs. These mosquitoes prefer warm tropical environments. The female is the biter and most frequently bites in the daytime. These mosquitoes typically lay their eggs in and near standing water in things like buckets, bowls, animal dishes, flower pots, and old tires. The best defense against the spread of Zika is an educated and prepared public. Use mosquito repellent, sleep indoors in screened rooms, wear long-sleeved shirts and long pants when outdoors. If you're a male who has traveled to endemic areas, use a condom during sex because you may be able to transmit the virus for 6 months after being infected. The campaign a few years ago to reduce West Nile virus is still valid today. If you have standing water in or around your home, kick the bucket and drain that water. Blood transfusion is also a probable way of getting Zika transmission. An abstract in Transfusion discussed a recent case in Brazil where a donor reported an illness including fever, malaise, and headaches 3 days after donating. The patient received the transfusion, tested positive for Zika, with a 99% homology between the donor and the patient's strains of the virus. This is a case of probable transmission of Zika through blood transfusion. Northern California Community Blood Bank defers donors for 28 days if they visited Zika endemic areas. The Food and Drug Administration shut down all blood collections in Puerto Rico until trial tests could be implemented. With the spread of Zika into Florida, FDA required the blood centers in South Florida to either test or shut down collections. The blood center in Tampa had implemented the test and was able to ramp up within 24 hours, so thousands of blood donations were not lost. Our blood bank has now implemented a deferral period of 28 days if donors have traveled to Miami-Dade County in Florida and are monitoring daily to see if other areas become deferral areas. We're talking with our testing laboratory regarding Zika virus, if the virus spreads to our community, which is not likely this summer. It's essential that blood centers work together to ensure patients who need blood receive it. At this time, not every blood center can test for Zika, although all are working on it. As always, there are challenges in healthcare, but the fact remains that blood donations are needed daily. Patients have relied on the generosity of our community for 65 years. If you're a blood donor, thank you. If you're not, give it a try. It's safe, simple, and saves lives. And to all of you listening, go home tonight and drain that standing water. This has been Tom Schallert with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.